after the Fukushima disaster, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission started a Fukushima Lessons Learned Task Force to figure out what happened with those meltdowns and what could be learned here in the U.S. to make our country's nuclear fleet safer. And what they found was that U.S. nuclear regulations are a patchwork of rules and voluntary guidelines, and that what's needed is a set of coherent standards to protect against severe accidents. That fundamental recommendation was ultimately rejected by the commission, as were many important safety recommendations of the task force. A recent report by the Union of Concerned Scientists found that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission rejected or significantly weakened key common sense recommendations made by the post-Fukushima task force and others to enhance nuclear safety, and has yet to fully implement the reforms it did adopt. So that's the state of our nuclear regulations post-Fukushima. After seeing three meltdowns there that could have been prevented had industry and regulators heeded warnings against tsunamis, reactor design flaws, and the importance of backup systems, our own Nuclear Regulatory Commission failed to heed the warnings of its own task force. I would say this means the lessons are not learned. Now, what about New York? The Fukushima disaster is particularly relevant here because we have Mark I and Mark II boiling water reactors just north of us here in Oswego. These are the same flawed designs as those that melted down and exploded at Fukushima. And they suffer from a key design flaw, which is that their containment systems are too small to contain an accident. If there's a meltdown, pressure builds up and there can be an explosion and the containment will be breached. This containment is a key safety standard that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission says all nuclear plants have to have as a last line of defense to protect the public in the case of a severe accident. And they know and have known for decades that these reactors have this vulnerability and will not protect the public if there's an accident. So what have they done about it? A few decades ago, Nine Mile Point One had to implemented a vent that will release radiation, but hopefully prevent against a catastrophic explosion. So this doesn't really protect the public. And at Fitzpatrick, they didn't even install a vent. Instead, the operators convinced the NRC to let them get away with a flawed plan that will pump radiation, steam, and pressure into a standby gas treatment building right next to the reactor, where they know the ductwork will fail, where they expect the pressure to build up so much that the doors will blow off and radiation will be released. And that's if everything goes right. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, right after Fukushima, inspected Fitzpatrick and found that they think it's vulnerable to a hydrogen explosion if they use that vent, and they told the operators to use caution.